Hi there. The word for you today is trust God, trust God, trust God. In Psalm 142, verse 5, we read, "You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living." Hard times energize some people yet paralyze others. Look at David. Everything he touched turned to gold. Samuel anointed him to be king. He defeated Goliath. Saul chose him as a musician and warrior. The army loved him and wrote songs about him. Then his life fell apart. He lost his job and his marriage failed. Samuel, his old mentor, died. His best friend, Jonathan, couldn't help him. And Saul's soldiers hounded him until he ended up hiding in a cave. You know what? At some point, we all, and I mean all, do time in the cave. It's where you end up when all your earthly supports are gone. It's where you learn important things about yourself that you can't learn anywhere else. It's where God does some of his best work in molding you into the likeness of Christ. It's where your worst inadequacies confirm that you're out of your depth, and where God sends his power to flow through your weakness. When David prayed in that cave, "You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living," he'd no way of knowing there was a crown in his future, or that he wasn't going to die in hiding. The truth is, for all David knew, this cave he was in right now might be as good as it gets. So when you're in a situation you can't fix, can't change, and can't escape, what do you do? Are you ready for the answer? Trust God, trust God, trust God. As long as your sense of security is tied solely to your success, it'll always be fragile. But when you know God is with you even at your lowest point, you can handle the cave and come out stronger.